Puer natus est nobis, et filius datus est nobis, cuius imperium super umerum eius. Evocavitur nomen eius magni consilii angelus. A child is born to us, and a son is given to us, whose government is upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called the Angel of Great Counsel. On this day we celebrate the eighth day of Christmas. It is still Christmas. It is the octave of Christmas. And of course it's interesting because there are many confabulations going around about this day. Most people, unfortunately, all they think about is the ball dropping, Happy New Year, and lots of booze and food. Of course, a lot of them are sick, and that's, you know, they get what they deserve. But anyway, for us, it's not bad. First of all, it is not New Year's. For us, New Year's was the first Sunday of Advent. And we are well into the year, the new liturgical year, which happens to be a holy year of grace, of jubilee in the church, as happens every 25. Originally, when it started in 1300 under Pope Boniface VIII of happy memory, it was every 100 years. Then, of course, and you have to realize that there is some grace and some worldly interest at hand, the cardinals convinced the popes that maybe they should do it every 50 years. And of course, when there was a holy year, millions of Catholics from all over the world would come to Rome. And of course, with them came their money. And that's the reason for that. That hasn't changed even today. But then it was made every 25 years. And then there are some special years, as we have seen in the last 50 years, that there have been several holy years that were not this particular jubilee of the 50 or the 25 years. And so this year is a jubilee year. And there are many, many graces obtainable and available. Of course, here, because this is a shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, a shrine of Our Lady, one can obtain many graces for the holy year when one visits and worships at a shrine of Our Lady anywhere in the world. We don't have to go to Rome or to the basilicas in Rome. We can come here. It's a lot cheaper. And then you can put the rest in the basket, as you should. But the thing is, many graces are available. And today, of course, there are two points of interest, two points of reference. First of all, because it is the eighth day after Christmas, we celebrate the circumcision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In that sense, it is a day which foretells that which comes, as I have pointed out during these days of Christmas. On top of the crib is a cross. He came to suffer, to die for our sins. And this is the first time that the baby Jesus sheds his blood for us, however painful it may or not have been. You're dealing here with the Son of God, who has never experienced anything but bliss in heaven, and then all of a sudden, this sudden pain and this loss of blood. And then, of course, so it is a circumcision of the Lord. And on this day, according to tradition, in the Hebrew calendar, and you know, we are also Hebrews. Catholics are also Hebrews. Salvation comes from the Jews, Jesus said. That has not changed. That has not been, you know, excoriated. And that way, of course, there is no possible anti-anything in the Catholic faith. Because salvation comes from the Jews. We are the continuation of Israel, the fulfillment of Israel. There's no break. And then, of course, on this day, his name was given to him, which was announced to Mary by the archangel, and it was announced in a dream to St. Joseph by the archangel. And it was the role of St. Joseph, the putative father, as far as everyone else was concerned, the father, who was to name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So today is a day which is given to him the name Jesus. And in a couple of days we shall celebrate the feast of the holy name of Jesus, which we do so most ardently and longingly. And then, of course, today is the other point of reference to today, which the fathers of the church point out very clearly, is Mary. Don Prosper Garanger, who's now venerable, I believe, points out in his wonderful liturgical writings about the liturgy of the church that our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven and eternity said, "Fiat," and the world, the universe was created. And then the Blessed Mother to the Archangel St. Gabriel said, "Fiat," and the Son of God became man. So the fiat of God, the fiat of Mary are one, and they are wondrous and most miraculous. And he says also that in order for this to happen, and he, of course, reiterates and condemns the arch-heretic Nestorius, who denied that Mary was the mother of God, was that Jesus had to suspend the laws of nature momentarily. For how could it be that a mere mortal, which Mary was, could become the mother of God? How could it be that the Son of God could look up at her from his crib and call her mother? God calling Mary mother. And how could it be that this descendant of David, Mary, would call that little baby that comes forth from her as light from through glass without destroying the glass? How could it be that she could call him, the eternal Son of God, Son? And so these wonders we celebrate today on this octave day of Christmas. And of course, there are many other things piled up. We can't mention everything, but we give thanks to God for these mysteries which he has bestowed upon us. And so we give our Lord the praise and worship and honor that he deserves. And with the whole universe, we adore him who is the creator of the universe, the Lord of lords and King of kings, the Savior of the world, giving us the grace which had been lost by Adam and Eve by their original sin. So today indeed is a very happy day. We can say happy whatever you want. It's not just because of the calendar changes. Ultimately speaking, what difference does it make? Another year, you're going to be another year older, another year closer to death. What's so big deal about that? What's important is that Jesus is born. The Son of God, the Son of Mary, is born. And he brings us salvation. And he brings us so many graces. So I greet you and wish you all the blessings and well-being of this new year of grace, the year 2025 of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you may use it properly and may receive all the graces that are available to you, in particular here in this most blessed shrine of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where every week or so there's one or two miracles, really important and serious miracles that take place. But you have to pray for them. You have to wish for them. Now, I remind you, though, because there are some people who are wishing for certain things or praying for certain things. One, this is not a wishing well. Two, it's not a Catholic rabbit's foot. It is grace. But the thing is, you must pray for the will of God and to be recipients of the will of God, but you need to pray for it and will it and work for it. And then you shall see that your prayers too shall be answered. To him and his most holy mother, whom we venerate here under one of her many, many, many titles, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, may they bestow every single grace and blessing upon you and your children, and hopefully their children and their children. And of course, how can I not mention my favorite parishioners, as I call them, the noisemakers. They're quiet right now, but they make noise. That's wonderful. Thanks be to God. Let's have more noisemakers, because they are the fulfillment of the promise of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And of course,